Hi, this is James Rodriguez, and this is Lesson 1 of Rehearsal Planning. We're going to review and go over pacing guides and how to begin planning for your own courses. First off, how would you start? Where would you begin? What is the most effective means of planning and scaffolding instruction for students? The answer is to create a pacing chart or a pacing guide. General in nature, pacing charts allow the teacher to long-range plan. This also gives the teacher checkpoints to guide their lesson planning and make any modifications as needed. Pacing charts are also known as pacing guides, curriculum maps, instructional calendar, roadmaps, and many other terms. These terms are used synonymously with minor differences. Creating a pacing chart is an effective way of planning and something that needs to happen. But wait, when looking at music to put together a pacing chart, you must first consider the order of basic musical elements before you begin. So what elements are we talking about? We're talking about posture, breathing, music theory, tone, intonation, articulation, blend, balance, phrasing, and expression. We want to start from the most general concepts and then work our way to the more specific. So here's a sample of a pacing chart. So when putting together a pacing chart, you want to remind yourself to start at the top of the funnel, and as weeks pass by, you want to begin working towards the more specific concepts. As you can see here, week one begins with simple concepts and assignments. By week five, we begin to dive into very specific concepts, such as expression.